of a forgiveless sin. I want y'all to catch that. Amen. He had to bear the burden of a forgiveless sin. Turn to your neighbor and say, now, neighbor, he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because he had to bear the burden of a forgiveless sin. Amen. You see, the price of sin had to be paid with a death. Amen. We know that because if we look at Romans, the 6th chapter and verse 23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Praise God. And we say that Jesus had to bear the burden of a forgiveless sin. I say that because Jesus could not be forgiven. Can I run that by you again?
Yeah.
Amen. See, Jesus could not be forgiven. You and I could.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power, beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We're praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune into the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Read, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
My God is good.
Everybody say now. Come on, say it with me, now. How the world or those that you come out from view you now. When they look at you now, I know that some say this, well, pray for me, do this, do that, do that. But they look at you from where you come from. Remember that you came out. God brought you out. Watch this in the verse. In the passage, it says this. For we said, spend enough time in the past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentile. That means work the works of the flesh and doing the things of the flesh. For we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, reveling, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. But watch this. In regard to these things, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the flood of dissipation. And they speak evil of you. Sometimes people will, when God bring you out, they will not give you the credit that you deserve. Sometimes they try to set you up. Sometimes they try to bring you down and lowrate you in front of other people. But I want you to know, if Jesus or his power is in you and you've been changed, you're going to hold on. You'll hold on in the midst of everything that's going on around you. He said, and they think it's strange that you don't run with them anymore. They think it's strange. See, you all remember your past life, right? How many Christians in here today? We can have a revival later, but how many Christians in here now? You know, I ain't said deep Christian. I said, how many Christians in here? You know you got some type of relationship with the Lord. Let me do that again. Because that's some hands I didn't see go up. How many Christians in here? How many folk convinced that they say that Jesus is in their life? All right. I didn't say what you was, I ain't going there. You know, your standard, the standard that people have said, you're not there. See, some folks think, well, We have this thing about outward appearances. We have this thing about, if I do this, I'm not saved. If I do this, I'm not saved. Let me tell you something. There are a lot of folks that's acting like and looking like they say going to wind up in hell. They don't have no relationship. They have not been changed on the inside. They just conform to a standard. Stop conforming and get saved. You need to be saved. You don't need to be conformed. Stop doing this. Well, I've stop. You know what? You can be saved if you stop smoking. You can be saved if you stop drinking. You can be saved if you go to church. Honey, you're only going to get saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. You're only going to get saved by what he done on Calvary's cross. You're only going to get saved by believing on what he's done. The transformation has to take place. Somebody say Jesus. Jesus is the answer to your problem if you are not saved. You need to be saved. You need to be brought out of darkness into this marvelous life. You need the power of God being exemplified in your life. You need to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Jesus is the answer today. So he says here that people are looking and they're trying to figure out and trying to bring you back to that old lifestyle. But I want you to know that Jesus is the answer today. Whatever the situation is, there is an answer to your problem, but you got to get in the Word of God to find out where that answer is. You got to get to a place in God where you can talk to him. You got to get to God and find that place where you are comfortable with God. You got to get to that place where you know that God is on my side. You got to get to that place in God where I am convinced that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly whatever I can even ask of thee. You got to get to a point in God that my life is here in God in Christ. You got to get there. And I can't bring you there, but you got to get there. You got to go down on your knees. You got to get in that word. You got to fast and pray. You got to stand before God. You got to tell God and you got to repent. And you got to say, God, forgive me. God, restore me. God, bless me. God, help me. God, restore me. Yes. Somebody say yes, Lord. Something got to happen in your life. Something got to happen in your life. Something got to happen in your life. Your life has got to change. Not only will your family know it, but the devil got to know that you're saved. The devil got to know that you've been changed. The devil got to know that you've been transformed. You can walk before the devil with the whole arm of God. You can resist the devil. You can stand temptation. You can resist the other. You can resist temptation when it comes. The power. Somebody say power. Hey. Yes, Lord. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Not me, but it's Christ that lives on the inside of me. I'm laying down my life. I'm being crucified. Crucified means to kill. I'm killing my flesh with the word of God. I'm destroying this flesh with the word of God. I'm killing this flesh. I'm crucifying this flesh. I'm hanging it out there. Because I want to live for Christ, I'm going to destroy this flesh. I'm going to bring it under subjection. I'm going to make it do right. How do I make it do right? Romans 12 is the key to making your flesh do right. Therefore, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living, wait a minute, living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Not your mind. My mind got to be renewed. Well, things I used to do, I don't do no more. Places I used to go, I don't go no more. I've been changed. All you got to do is just follow me. Watch me a little while. You'll see that I've been changed. See, something got to happen. And it's got to happen in you. The struggle. You know, they sing that song, "The Struggle Is Over." I wish that was a true song. I really wish that was true. It might be over for now, but it's coming back. I believe the artist that wrote it, his struggle was over for that time. Well, honey, he'd have some more since then. If you live for God, you might get him over with today. Honey, but just keep on walking. You will have some more, and they're going to come back. And you're going to be, and you're going to get rid of that one. And you'll get over it. You'll get over it. The struggle is over for now. Tell the person next to you, say, the struggle is over for now. But prepare yourself. Tell them, but prepare yourself for the next one. Because it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. You got deliverance. You got victory right now. Yeah, you got victory. But it's all right. Hang on in there with the victory you got. It's just hang on in there. It's some more. It's some more victories too. Don't think you just got one victory. You know, it's always shouting. Then y'all be like the disciples. They went out there and they had casted out devils and done all that. And they come back rejoicing and telling Jesus, "Whoa, the devils are subject to us." Jesus said, "What y'all rejoicing about? Rejoice because the devils are subject unto you. You ought to rejoice because your name written down. You ought to rejoice because I give you power. You ought to rejoice because what? I am the one that gave you the power. Rejoice because I accepted you. You rejoice because the devil's serving to you. Rejoice because you got victory right now. Honey, there's going to be some more defeats. Before you get out of this army, there's going to be some more battles that you're going to have to face. Oh, yes. You're going to make it. But it's some more wars and some more battles that you're going to come face to face with. The only way you're going to make it, somebody say Jesus. Why do I keep bringing up that name? It's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, it's power in the name of Jesus. Power. 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 Our younger days of being Christians and our younger days of being saved, that would just be one of our favorite songs. They almost every song that sung every service went to power. Power, Lord, I need more power. The saints used to call on the Lord for power. I mean, they call him power, 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 Lord. I need power. Holy Ghost power. Not just any kind of power, but I need Holy Ghost power. Do right power. Live right power. Power. It wasn't just talking about power to lay hands on. Lord, I need some power to live in this life. Because it's going to be tough down here. You know. So, at the close today, in this passage, these passages of Scripture, he deals with the conclusion of the matter is that all of us one day is going to be faced with something. Who got their Bible? You got their Bible open. Look at that passage. Give me verses 6 and 7. Verses 5 and 6. Verse 5 and 6. Listen at this.
Who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead?
He's going to ask us to give an account to him, which is Christ, Jesus, which shall judge the living and the dead.
For this cause was the gospel preached.
The gospel was not only preached to us, but to them that are dead.
Also to them that are dead.
Why?
That they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit.
He says, and Peter picks it up in the latter part of his, and he talks about it and says that Christ, when he was there in the grave, went down to the dead spirit world and preached the gospel to those. They were saved by believing. Yes. Watch this. They died in hope of the Messiah. Right. No. Now watch this now. Now I got to, let me clarify something. Jesus did not go to hell to beat the devil up and because he needed salvation. No, he didn't. That's not the case. That's not the case. He went there to preach to the spirits of those that has been bound so that all men can be judged by the same word. They were saved under the law. They died under the law.